And Chad's back. Hey, Chad.
Hey, what's up, man?
So,
same quarantine, different day.
How was dental surgery? One of my favorite things ever to experience in my life.
Luckily, I didn't have to do surgery. Basically, they said the tooth was cracked cosmetically, so there was no damage. But so I was happy about that. So they found it was a gum issue. What happened was, because the first thing I asked was like, did you get hit in the face? And I was like, what are you talking about? Because it's my canine. He's like, well, your tooth has a cosmetic crack, but it looked like three other teeth hit each other. Like, under the gums. Like, it hit each other because they're close, but they're not close. So it's just like, so it irritated the gum, like, for three teeth. So it's like, okay, it's just a gum issue. All you have to do is we're going to give you antibiotics just in case for an infection. And then they gave me this, like, mouthwash type thing that helps rebuild the gums. But he was just like, so basically I didn't have to spend no money. So I was like, yes. So I was happy about that. But I was like, okay, I have $700 still in my name. Baller. But, yeah, so that happened. I'm happy about that. So I didn't have to worry about that. Like, this week I've been, like, looking at buying new walking shoes because I'm starting to walk 7 miles a day in the morning. Because, like, I usually do 6 to 9 miles per day. But early in the morning I usually walk, and I was just like, okay. So I'm buying new shoes. So I have to, like, new shoes because my ankles are starting to kill me now. Like yeah, I'm skinny, but I need shoes. I've been watching a bunch of news. Here in California, they're doing like a soft reopening on Friday. So some retail stores and floral shops and stuff will be open for Mother's Day. But it's always, they're just going to do curbside, which is kind of ridiculous. But yeah, so I was just like, I got a question the other day about asking if I was really homeschooled and if I graduated high school at 15. And for the first one, I want to say that graduating high school at 15, that is true. I did graduate at 15. Originally, I wanted to go to UC Davis to study acting, but my parents thought I was too young, so I went to community college, hence community college. And homeschooling, yes, did homeschooling. Me and my brother were both homeschooled. A lot of people are like, how did you like it? I actually liked it. It was fun to me. I enjoyed it.
Just like before you go on, you still have the same number of friends now as you did that. Not right?
Prom sucked, though, you know. My chaperone was also my date.
Your mom.
My mom, yeah. I was like, at least I've been to second base.
True.
Right? But yeah, no, it was like normal. A lot of people like are really confused about it. I'm like, well, everyone now is doing homeschooling during this pandemic. So I'm like, it's not that big thing. You still have to learn. Like, what was it? Like, someone asked, like, when they heard it on the other podcast, they're like, oh, what were your favorite subjects? And I'm like, my favorite subjects, I loved history. I love mythology. And like true crime and stuff. I always liked true crime. Like,
How is that a subject at school?
I don't know. It's like biographies. Like, it's biography, like history in a way, where it's just like, I always liked that, like true crime. Like, I always like serial killers and stuff like that. And no, I'm not a serial killer. Like, people are like, what? Like, I wanted to be, like, I was even considering being, like, a lawyer or something. But also, like, one of my favorite subjects, and a lot of people don't know this, was religion. Like, I had to do, like Bible studies and stuff. Like, a lot of people don't know that I was, like, really religious when I was a kid and, like, in my teens. Like, big time. Like, people start laughing. Like, my mom is Catholic and my dad was Baptist. So I was just, like, so religion was, like, a really big part of my upbringing. Like, so that's, like, a lot of people don't know about that. Like, I'm not religious now. I'm more agnostic. I'm, like, a lazy man's atheist. Pretty much I have committal issues, which also explains why my longest relationship is my cell phone provider. Had it since I was 12. Yeah, Sprint.
Hold on. You've had the same cell phone company since you were 12?
Yes, sir. I know, right?
And how old are you now? 35?
35, yeah.
So that's 23 years at the same company.
Exactly. So if we ever break up, it'd be community goodwill.
I guess we need to ask the question, does your mom still pay for your cell phone?
I'm on her family plan.
I knew it. See?
Yes, I'm still on the family plan. It's cheaper. Have four lines, you know, type thing.
You don't have any friends. So who are you calling?
I have friends. I text. I have still friends from the old neighborhood and people now here and there. I still, you know, text people, you know. I still have to use my data for, you know, Pornhub.com and all that stuff.
Well, stuff. Wouldn't you be stealing the neighbor's Wi-Fi knowing you?
Sadly, no. I have Wi-Fi myself here. Really slow, crappy Wi-Fi. Like third world country Wi-Fi, like it's bad. Like during the day, it's like hit and miss sometimes. But yeah, no, I could do that. I have my mom's Netflix account, but I do pay for Hulu, Disney, Shudder, and ESPN Plus. I do pay for those.
You're paying for ESPN Plus. What are you watching? There's nothing on it.
It's a lot of sports documentaries. Like I like because like there's nothing really on now for like sports. I had it because of the Disney bundle, but like because I like watching sports like baseball, basketball, football. Like those are like my favorite sports, and that also goes back to when I was younger. Where people like everyone's like, oh, but when you homeschool, you don't have like activities and stuff. Like no. I played sports. I did martial arts. I even did boxing for a while.
Oh, my. Boxing? You're like this tall, Chad.
Yeah. I did it for 6 months, and I quit. The only reason I quit, and a lot of people like start laughing, like, oh, because it's too. I'm like, no, because I did martial arts for 4 years. I was close to be a black belt, and I quit. And everyone was like, oh, but you're so close to your black belt. I'm like, yeah, I'm not interested in it. It's not my... I'm like, it's fun. I use it as exercise. Like, I love sparring. I would go to tournaments for sparring, and I would actually get in the top three all the time. Like I always, like, I liked it. And I did boxing for 6 months. I quit, like, after 6 months because I didn't want to break my nose. Because I knew I wanted to be in the film industry. I didn't want to look like Mickey Rourke, like, after 2,800, you know, surgeries, a plastic surgery, your face gets beaten up. And just like I just wanted to let's see, what else did I? I also worked like in homeschooling groups, like did like that. I did theater. I also did church groups. Once again, the Bible study and all that fun stuff. A lot of people don't know that. Like, I still kind of am like after my heart attacks, I kind of like still like look at things because I always read Proverbs. I always sit there and I always read that like once a day, like because there's 31 chapters, and I basically read that where more not like religion per se, more like how make myself a better person, because I'm not one of those people where I'm like preaching to people like, oh, you need to do this. I use it more as a structure to make me as a better person.
hold on, we can't let that go. Is that working for you?
Say what?
Are you becoming a better person?
I don't go out and, like, do bad things. Like, I don't have an addictive personality. I don't, like, do drugs or anything. I don't do that. I'm not, like, punching old people. I don't know. I would punch old people. But punching puppies, throwing old people. Like, okay, boomer. Kick them in front of the bus, you know, type thing.
Wow.
Get my social security, you know. But, no, it's like, yeah, I was just like, I always do that. I'm really into, like, Buddhist philosophy, Eckhart Tolle. I also read, so a lot of people think they're, like, I'm not, like, I don't want, like, I personally don't think there's an afterlife or anything like that, but it's just more, like, me to calm my head having some kind of structure, because there's always some kind of structure. Like, I always start laughing because I feel like the Bible basically fables that make you like do right and what's right from wrong and stuff. At least in the Old Testament. The New Testament, I'm like, whatever. I'm like, that's written by men, so I'm like, whatever. I don't believe that shit. But yeah, no, it's just, it is what it is. Let's see. Love, like, history and mythology. Oh, it was this cool thing where it's like, because I would always do studies Monday through Friday from, like, 8, 9 in the morning to, like, noon. And then in the afternoon, I would do, like, the activities, like,
TV.
No, I know. We weren't allowed to watch TV. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. My family was really strict. Like, we'd only be able to watch 1 or 2 hours of TV any day. So she's like, but we could watch a movie. We could do like a movie, like a video cassette or something, because that's back then we had video cassettes before DVDs.
Ooh.
But like one of my things, because my mom knew I wanted to be like make movies and stuff, I would she made like a study for me. She's like, okay, you could watch a movie, and from that movie, write the pros and cons, like kind of film criticism, like film critique. So that's what I would do, like, when I was, like, 10, 11 years old. I would watch these movies, and I would write out papers on, like, why I liked this movie, what cool about it, like what angles and techniques in the story. And I would, like, make critiques of everything. So that was sort of, like, my film school, too, when I was, like, younger, where I was just, like, that's what I did. And I think that's why I have, like, a better knowledge when I make movies, because I already kind of grew up with, like, okay, from a film critic and audience and storyteller. So that's pretty much that was like one of my favorite things. And then occasionally we would go to the city every week and go to museums and concerts and art galleries and stuff, and things like that.
That's it. Get lost.
All right. Peace.
So we decided to do something different on 20 Minutes with Chad. We have an interview with who else? Chad's mom. And now we got Chad's mom. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? So how are you doing? Are you doing anything fun during the quarantine?
Oh, it's totally boring. You can't go anywhere to do anything, but it's like you're using whatever you have around the house. So we've been cooking or just making things here. We really don't want to get it.
I was going through your Instagram pics today just to see like any topics or anything, and I saw that you guys made homemade oven baked burritos.
Yes, because we didn't have a pan big enough to make a burrito tortilla. We just don't have one, so we sat there and figured out how to do it on a pizza pan.
Real pizza pan.
We were like dying for actual burritos.
Ooh, and nice. So you guys don't have DoorDash up there or something?
Yeah, we have DoorDash.
But
you're gonna pay for all that all the time.
No. True. Delivery's crazy down here. Like some places they don't do like they cut the delivery charge. But like my job, when we do delivery, we don't even cut delivery charge. Like our delivery charge for my place, it's $5.25.
Oh, it's weirder when they come up at night and they're all masked out. Hoodies, gloves, and it's like, oh my god.
Right, it's crazy.
And they don't even stay. They
no.
either drop stuff under their car.
Pretty much. Like, they don't want to get the corona. Like, there's no, they don't want to get the corona. But I was also going through your scrolling through thing. You guys made rigatoni pie?
Yeah, you stand it all up and you fill in all the rigatoni. And it stands up like that when you take the edge of the pan off. So it's really pretty.
Like, my mom makes good food where I'm sitting there, like, the inner fat boy of me. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, the home-cooked meals. I'm like, oh, all I eat was, like, a carrot celery.
So, Kim, can I ask you a question since you're on the show that Chad's never answered for me? Why was Chad homeschooled? Because I found this out on another podcast. Chad never told me.
Oh, yeah. We homeschooled in the very beginning. we learned about it even before we had him. We thought it was really cool. His dad worked a fireman schedule. So he was home all the time. He'd work like a 24-hour shift and be home during the day. So we had all the time to take trips. We'd camp. We'd fish. We'd go see everything that's out there. It just, we were really lucky.
No.
And we just kept with all his lessons.
Was Chad a good kid or a crazy kid?
You know what? Hey, he can say whatever he wants. But you, a little old, because time. It's like his brother would dash out into the street. No, no, no. Come here. We have to stay on the sidewalk. He was the one that kept everything balanced. If the kids were going to do something just absolutely crazy, Chad was the one who actually sat there and said, hey, no. So he'd sit there and do it. He volunteered all the time. He used to mow baseball fields. He used to umpire little kid games. He used to do all that kind of stuff. That's what he grew up doing.
And what happened? How did we get to the stand-up comedian, Chad, then?
The comedian, Chad, is a nutball. I can't even listen. I'm like, oh, my God. But he'll get with his friends, and they'll start going, and it's like, oh.
Now, Chad has gone to L.A. to be an actor.
Yes. Now, he wants to make. He really does.
Now, if Chad wasn't an actor in your mind when you had Chad, what did you want him to be when he grew up?
Everyone wanted him to be a lawyer. His grandpa, everybody. His grandpa even offered to pay for school. Everything. Because they used to sit at the table and debate all kinds of political topics.
Or like, not just that, but I also remember him when, because my grandfather, he was the one who was a judge, he's no longer with us, but he was an assistant DA on the Zodiac case. Yeah. So he would he would always talk about the Zodiac case. And then he would show me also this thing called the Sacramento Vampire Killer. And he also gave
really,
he showed me like all these like things you're not supposed to do to like a kid, show him all these like cool stuff like for serial killers
and all kinds of stuff. Oh God. But your dad did that to you too. He would show you where there are accidents and all kinds of stuff and you'd be like, ugh.
But yeah, so yeah, is the audio still all right? Do you hear the music in the background?
It's fine, just keep going. I'm not redoing this. I have a question. So your uncle or whatever is Robert J. Masters?
No. And this was like, no, I don't know. He was not, that's not my uncle. No, he was the Leo assistant district attorney at the time.
Oh, okay. That's the actual district attorney on the Zodiac case. Is that
good? Yeah, there's bunches of them because he had like different counties. Like there was the Solano County and San Francisco and all that stuff. But yeah, no, it's just like, he was that, being a lawyer. So, yeah, like, the whole family all was, like, in the law and stuff.
So,
do you
approve of Chad?
Do I approve of him? Yeah.
Of what he's doing? I mean,
I see Chad has, I know he has a really kind heart. That's the biggest thing for Chad. Chad can do all the mouth and all that, but when it comes down to it, if there's somebody that needs help, Chad will be the one to help them.
Wow. I love your mom, Chad.
Yeah, it's like, but you know, because like, everyone forgets this, like, I always try to be like the comedian Chad. It's like personas. It's like, there's the comedian Chad, there's the filmmaker Chad, there's Chad the introvert, Chad this and that. Like, a lot of people, there's multi levels of Chad.
Video cameras. He was a little kid. And he used to run around making movies from the time he was really little. And that was on one of those little handheld cams.
Yeah, hi.
Do you still have this footage?
No. It's like, those are like high 8 tapes. I don't think nothing play a high 8 tapes. Because I even used my dad's mom had an old VHS camera. And I would always like try to do these like westerns and stuff. Like I was like 7 or 8 because I knew I wanted to make movies since I was like 6. Like, I wasn't a weird kid, but I knew what I wanted to do. Like, what was it? After I saw Hitchcock's Psycho at Grandma's house, that's when I was like, I want to do this.
He used to be strange in that when he was little, he would sit with his grandfather and watch old movies. I mean, like black and white, barely moving. And
like,
he'd be able to tell you the actors, the directors, the people doing the lighting, all the way through, and we'd be looking at him like, what the heck?
But this movie was from 1940, Chad. How you know all this?
And one of the things he did was he fell in love with Jimmy Stewart when he was really little. He watched everything. He would write to him.
I got an autographed picture from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have an autographed picture from Jimmy Stewart.
You still have it?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
I probably have that.
I have it because I saw it. It's in my, one of the old boxes I had. Like, I had, like, a jewelry box, but it's not a jewelry box. But it had, like, all the letters and old stuff, like pins and stuff I've done, like, the 4-H and all that stuff. Yeah, I did 4-H. I used to raise bunnies and, like,
yeah,
tell them stories, all the 4-H stories.
He used to always raise animals. He won awards for cooking taco salad when he was a little kid and for making all these different dishes up. He would be at the fairs. He would be at rabbit shows every weekend. He had a great group of friends.
Don't worry. Chad's mom will be back on the next exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad.